Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We have some very special guests in the studio tonight. A great friend of our show, Ange Pipos, and Nicole Minchin. Hello. They're the producers of a great new documentary called Heroes, which will be airing this Thursday night on the ABC.
Tomorrow night.
9:25.
On the ABC.
And you documented the whole of the AFLW season. So how did that come about that you got the job to do that?
We're crazy.
And it was quite a job as well. And when we agreed to get going on it, we didn't have a broadcaster on board. So we were doing it at the start, not knowing who was going to air all of our fabulous work. So thankfully it panned out okay in the end. So we filmed a bit in the pre-season, Nicole and I. We'd already formed a partnership with Docos, and we were filming in the pre-season. And then it really came together at the opening night, and we stood there in the crowd with all you guys and got so caught up in it, and we just said, we've got to make this happen. This is too compelling a story to not tell it. So that was the moment when we knew we had to do it.
And you thought, oh, good, I can relax now. We've just done the documentary for the pre-season. The game's done now. I can go to sleep. And then, of course, you took on a whole other documentary.
We did. And I was about to go on my book tour. So I went missing as well because I was around the country talking about my book, Breaking the Mold, a very good book. Nick was this sort of constant in my ear, we've got to do it, come right on. And thankfully she was right, she talked me into it.
Well, wasn't hard, but we found the season addictive, as everybody yes did. I mean, you didn't want it to end, but we were all exhausted by the end of it.
we got a sneak preview of the show, and we were all in tears. Oh. Just watching some of the journeys of the girls to get there and how they got recruited, but also this far away from the season, we've forgotten some of those beautiful moments.
Well, you know what? That was really interesting. I mean, there was some... I cried, I think, from the start to the end. And we'll talk about Sarah Perkins in a minute, because I would do a whole Perko hour if I could. But one of the things I actually really loved about it was it reminded me about that journey. Like, I'd forgotten about that day when I went out to Cranbourne and they sent them off because of the lightning. And I'd forgotten about that 300-degree day, the last game at Victoria Park, that the Crows won to get in the grand final. Remember, Fee, we were on the sidelines dying, and I was we're gonna win, I've gotta go out. Like, it was beautiful. But the moment that actually broke my heart in the whole thing was when Darcy Versio was talking about the pressure of losing and how they had everyone looking at them and she'd never experienced it like that. And out of everything, that was the part that really got to me, because I thought, these girls got the adulation, but her talking about how she'd never had that much focus on losing before, I found really had an impact.
And all of them said to us, and we did 27 interviews for this documentary, they all said that the 7-week season was so intense. They had never played a season that was so short, obviously. And with that came extra stress, because they had to prove to themselves, to their clubs and society, that they belonged. There's a lot to ask, and then turn up to work on Monday. They had so much on their plates.
Even Bec Goddard's a federal cop, and
they've got full lives.
I there was a part in the documentary where I'm allowed to give this away, but where Bec Goddard said to Perko, the Melbourne clubs are going to regret not recruiting you. Because just the way she believed in her players, and
the story of Sarah Perkins was just beautiful. I mean, her missing out on that, the draft, and then the part I didn't know about, again, I don't want to give it away, but Josh Vandeleu talking about how he had that conversation with Bec Goddard and said, you've got to take this girl. And then when Perko said, I went from being unwanted to wanted or something, I was like, oh my God, Ange, you and I, the most hardcore Crow supporters in the world, but she just became such a focus for that club and was just such an amazing woman. I mean, what was it like talking to her about that journey?
Oh, look, I loved it. And we knew straight away that Sarah was going to be part of this doco because her story is so fantastic, you know, and the message there for everybody is, you know, like, don't give up. Mm. And
Angela also insisted that we had to have somebody from the Crows.
Well, of course. Well, yeah.
And Ben, you know, I know, we can relate to that on this show. Yeah.
It is the right of a producer to represent, you know, her team. So Perko interviewing her, look, she really opened up and you've seen it. She told the story and it's pretty emotional because she left that draft in tears. She thought it was all over. And this is her, you know, she was in the best 22 in the state here, but yet the Victorian clubs couldn't bring themselves to pick her because they didn't know if she was going to be able to run out a match. Mm. It was a fitness thing. But as we know, in hindsight, not only was she a star player and could kick goals and could lead beautifully, she defended really well.
Yeah.
She kept the ball in the forward line. Mm. And so many forwards don't do that.
Yeah.
You see the star forward in the AFL, he's there to kick goals, you know, and won't chase and won't do all the one percenters. Whereas Perko did all of that.
Mm.
She was so good and the state embraced her.
Yeah.
You know, and she gave back and
became a cult figure.
Totally. And now has a... Don't want to give it away, but has a premiership ring.
That's right.
Don't want to give it away.
Spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
And Bree here. How fierce is Ellie Blackburn? I loved her story in the show as well.
Yeah, well, we are card-carrying members of the Ellie Blackburn fan club. Oh. We love her, yeah. Don't we,
Nick? She won the best and fairest.
Joint,
best and fairest with some Bulldogs.
Ellie was amazing. I mean, she was very honest with us. She was so honest about finding the season really difficult and the expectation that she was going to, you know, do really well. The Bulldogs were going to be up there and then they weren't, and how she coped with that. And then add on to that the fact that she works as a checkout chick at... and she
amazing.
Amazing. And so, you know, she would say she would be scanning all day, her legs would be tired, then she'd go and have to play a match to thousands of people.
Now, Nicole, we forgot to ask, what team do you break for?
Well, I thought that might come up. Well,
this is an interesting story. How long have you got?
I'm not a football supporter prior to AFLW.
Oh.
And
how do we feel about this?
Well, let's see how this story ends first.
Okay. I've ended up with Collingwood.
Oh. That's uncomfortable for everyone.
I thought Collingwood supporters only supported Collingwood because they were told to as children. So this is...
Well, it was because Steph Chiocci and Minor Hope, we had good, you know, good relationship with them, and so the commitment was there early. But to be honest, I'm a floater. I was a floater through the season. I was screaming for every team to win at every possible moment.
Well, that was actually, because I'm a Hawthorn supporter, and the Hawks obviously didn't have a team. So it was actually nice going to games, sitting with a whole bunch of different supporters and just loving it, enjoying it, and not being an anxious ball of angry mess.
Yeah, that was not as fun
football.
As it looks. Until the end, then it was great.
And
was
to support my friend Beck through her stress.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, we talk about the journey that the players have been on. Well, Nick's been on her own journey, and it's been great to watch her go from not knowing, you know, that a goal is worth 6 points to becoming an expert in AFLW. It's great. And
well, yeah.
So the first thing you know is women's football.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, do men play too?
Well, but that's the thing, because I took my daughter to one of the games when we weren't filming, and she'd been following the season, and she never knew that men actually played football. So the JWT was on after the women's match, and they came out and played, and she just screamed, "What are they doing? They're playing our game. What are they doing?" And we had to leave. She was so upset.
Wow. That's brilliant.
That's classic.
I love her. She should be on Chicks Talking Footy.
Yeah.
One of the other, it was a little story in the documentary, but the other one that really cut me was Meg Downey talking about her concussion. Yeah. That was just, I don't know whether, and this isn't going to come out the way I want it to, but I think we're used to seeing men concussed on the field and they don't talk about it. Like, they just go on. But her being so raw about what that experience was like for her was just a really interesting insight into playing the game.
I wanted to try and understand, is it somehow worse to see a woman like that than a man? And we did sort of ask those questions, but didn't sort of explore that in the documentary. But I, for myself, I needed to sort of better understand how I felt about it. Those involved say it's never easy to see a player concussed, knocked out, man or woman. But, you know, Mick Stanier from Melbourne said what you've got to do is then find a way to win, get on with the game. It happens. It's not pleasant, but it's part of football. And it is. But you're right, when she tells her story about, you know, waking up and hearing the doctor sort of shouting in her ear, and then her brother came into the room, and the emotion of it all. We are socially conditioned creatures, aren't we? And we you know, we grow up in an environment where women haven't historically done this.
Yeah.
So it does seem somehow worse to see a woman knocked out on the ground. But we'll, you know...
We'll get over
it. In time, we'll get over it.
We might even notice. Yeah.
In time, it'll be like it's normal.
Yeah.
It can happen in a contact sport like footy. But, yeah, and then what happened in that game, that was the big turnaround where they were down then defeated Collingwood. That was pretty much the end of the pies.
The other... We just spoke to Kate Sheehan. And she obviously...
I mean, she's the other tragic story,
yeah, that was,
isn't she?
That was horrible, wasn't it? AFLW's just watching, after all that time, getting onto the field and then getting injured straight away. It was horrible. We didn't talk to her in depth about that. But
no, I think that's for the best.
But she's obviously found her role in as the operations manager at Richmond for the AFLW, so...
And how funny was it running into Beck sort of in the rooms after?
Yeah, you two were like in a crow's nest.
We really bonded.
Yeah. We're like, there's Ange, let's jump it's up like and down and hug.
Oh my God, our two favourite crows are hugging. It's so cute.
I know. God, there was some feelings. There were so many feelings in 7 weeks.
Yeah, we had the privilege of watching Beck watch the Crows win the grand final.
No, I basically won it.
Yeah, basically won it.
We're all part of it. We're a family.
Yeah, that's right. Well, so Heroes airs tomorrow night, ABC 9:25 or on iView. Check it out. It's a documentary that is well worth watching. And
can I just say it's absolutely beautifully made. Like it's just very thoughtful and beautifully made the whole way through.
Thank you, Bree. Yeah. And there is so much love for our documentary that the ABC is repeating it Saturday morning as well.
Beautiful. We can watch it again and again.
There's an encore, which is
great.
Oh,
that's lovely. That's lovely. So make sure you tune in, check it out, and spread the word, because it's an amazing documentary. Thanks so much for coming in and chatting to the chicks about footy. And good luck with everything you do. Ange, hope your book's still going well. Are you writing another one?
Not for a long time.
Not for a long time.
No, I need to put my feet up.
Please. Go and have a rest.
Hey, Beck and I have got a September campaign to prepare
for.
Well,
we do. We've got to limber up for that. Will you be making a documentary about Rory Sloane's appendix?
About just appendixes.
Appendix in general.
In general at the Adelaide Crows. What is it about this?
Yes, we fly as one appendix.
Well, apparently you can lose an organ and play football the next week, who knows.
Keyhole. I hope he's right.
All right. Thanks so much for chatting with us and tune in to Heroes ABC 9:25.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.